Yes, we have been in Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Are you well? Is God good?
And
what about your bodies? May God meet everyone with weakness. As we do execute this work together with him, that
he
heals as we move on preaching. We thank him that still we fulfill scriptures.
And
Hebrews 10,
to
forsake fellowship as the others do.
In
the other way,
there are
others who gather every day,
but
they don't fulfill 1 Corinthians 14. When he speaks that when you gather,
whoever
with a word of wisdom,
the
word of understanding, a revelation, a song of him,
let
all be done for building the church of Christ, and that church is us, and it's not the buildings. May God bless you for coming to fulfill all those commands. Just come to gather for the sake
of
growing in wisdom and understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
move on to see the skill of the devil on God and his church. And like we say, we wind up to see the Holy Spirit with his works of righteousness and the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time, we begin to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. But we told you
that
beginning to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches, beginning to see the false prophets, those responsible over the third seats on the seal of the devil, the number 666. Praise Jesus.
So,
today we are going to be seeing the second beast, which is known as the Medo-Persia, the kingdom of the devil, that which was in those eras, that which is known as the bear. Praise Jesus so much.
That's
what we're heading on to see. All these beasts, we finished them very well in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and
a
Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we base here the new generation with the full knowledge of God and it's the ministry to bring to you knowledge. So the one who speaks knowledge speaks authority, and the one who moves on have wisdom, they get empowered. There is a light of knowledge which is shown, which lightens for you to be with the full understanding. Praise Jesus. But like we have in Daniel chapter 7, from verse 1 and 3, and we had to see the second beast.
Daniel 7 from verse
1.
Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Belusaza kabaka w'e Babuloni, Daniel n'alota ekirooto n'omutwe gwe bye gwayolesebwa ku kitanda kye, n'alyoka awandiika ekitabo. N'alyoka awandiika ekirooto n'ayatula ebigambo ng'abigatta wamu. Daniyeli n'ayogera nti, natunuulira mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro, era laba, empewo ez'omu ggulu ennya ne ziwamattuka ku nnyanja ennene, n'ensolo ennya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja, ne ziri nnya ezitafaanana zokka na zokka.
Praise Jesus so much. He saw in the vision
ensolo nnya,
four beasts,
nga ziva mu nnyanja,
and they came from the sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. But just as we've been explaining to you, this word, the beast from the sea,
is
not to say it's going to come from the Atlantic Ocean or from Mediterranean Sea and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But to say from the clans, nations, and the languages, just as explained in Revelation 17:15. Let's read and hear. Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes, you have a
Praise Jesus.
Amazzi gana amangi.
These many waters.
Omwenzi w'atudde.
The adulterous where she sits. When you flash back to Revelation 17, from verse 1 to 10, they show you the adultery seated on the beast, that beast from the many waters. But the many waters means the clans, nations, and languages. Praise Jesus. Now, if you are waiting for the beast, don't be there waiting for a physical beast. It's going to come from the waters, just as others have been showing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We expect to bring you some of those videos, which others did showing the beast coming from the waters. But this is the light of knowledge, that the many waters, these are clans, nations, and languages. Now, when you hear of these beasts,
the
kingdom springing from the midst of the people, and it's the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, and it fights the children of God, that none of them gets perfected, to fight the church of Christ. Praise Jesus. For in Daniel 7, we repeat this verse 23, he tells us this.
Daniel 7:23. Nayogera bwati nti ensolo eyokuna eriba bwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era owulirya ensi zonna, era obulizisambirira, era obulizimenyaamenya. N'amayembe ago ekkumi mu bwakabaka obwo muliba bakabaka kkumi abaligolokoka, n'omulala alibaddirira aligolokoka, naye talifaanana ng'aboolubereberye, naye aliggyawo bakabaka basatu. Era alyogera ebigambo ebibi eri oyo ali waggulu ennyo, era aliteganya abatukuvu b'oyo ali waggulu ennyo, era alirowooza okuwaanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka, era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera bwe biriggwaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Batugambye
ensolo ze
told us these beasts
buba bwakabaka bwa Satani,
the kingdom of the devil,
era nga bwogera ku Katonda ebigambo ebibi,
speaks evil words concerning God,
kitaffe oyo ow'omuggulu,
that our Father in heaven,
biranga okulwanagana n'abatukuvu,
and they fight even the saints,
n'okubatiganyiza,
even to oppress them,
mulimu okukyusa amateeka,
it involves changing the laws,
mpozi n'ebiro,
even the times and seasons,
nga tujja okweyongera
okukulaba, want to see.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So tulowooza nti kigenda kuba kisolo ekiryawo,
don't think it will be a physical beast,
nga bwe twasooka okulaba ebisolo ebiwedde,
first saw the first seasons, the first beast.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Tuja tunyonyoka okumala akasi,
we've been explained of it for some time,
nakyetagisa amagezi n'okutegeera,
needs wisdom and understanding,
magezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda,
the wisdom which is in the word of God,
okutegeera okwasaganya ennyiriri,
the understanding to connect scriptures.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Hali kitutwalidde ebbanga,
now it's taken us time,
n'okukwata empola,
even to handle with carefulness,
kwegendereza ekigambo kya Katonda,
carefully handle the word of God,
okuleeta amakulu g'ebigambo,
bring out the importance and the meaning of these words.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Wabula buli lwe twogera nti obwakabaka buno,
anytime we speak of this kingdom,
oba ensolo zino,
of these beasts,
yes, you must
praise Jesus,
nti bwakabaka bwa Satani,
that is the kingdom of the devil,
buba tugenda mu maaso n'okutegeeza,
move on to mean,
nti gwe mwoyo gwa Satani,
that is the spirit of the devil,
okugenda mu maaso n'okukoza abaana abajeemu,
moves on using children who are rebellious, Just as we've been referring all along, anytime God speaks of his kingdom, he is speaking of his Holy Spirit who appears in the form of the dove. When I speak of the kingdom of the devil, it is the spirit of the devil.
It
appears in the form of a beast.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
This we've been explained of them.
Like
in Matthew 12:28. And we speak of the Holy Spirit. Let's read and we hear. Matthew 12:28.
Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If he chases the evil spirits by the Spirit of God,
then
the kingdom of God has come.
So moyo wa Katonda bwarabisibwa.
And when the Spirit of God appears, the kingdom of God has appeared.
And
acts of righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye mu bwakabaka bwa Satan,
the kingdom of the devil, what we know as the spirit of the devil, that working children of disobedience, that appears in the form of a beast. Now there is a difference between the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. The sign given us on the Holy Spirit, which appears in the form of a dove, like in Matthew 3, from verse 15 to 17. Let's read and we hear.
Matthew 3:15. Naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti kiriza kaakano, kubanga kitugwanira bwe tutyo okutuukiriza obutuukirivu bwonna. N'alyoka amukkiriza. Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi, laba eggulu ne limubikkukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kkanga ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye.
Omwoyo wa Mukama,
the spirit of the Lord,
nga bwe bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God,
bulabikira mu kabonero akakejjuba,
appears in the sign of the dove, the white dove, to proclaim righteousness and peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, appears in versions of different beasts, not in animals like the usual ones of the world. They just look alike, the animals. But these are not usual animals.
So
as we have seen the second beast, the kingdom of the devil, which appears in the form of the bear.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So now holding the dove,
don't be waiting for a physical bear to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 3, it speaks of the evil spirit of the devil, which works in children of disobedience. They who have rebelled against the word of God. Ephesians 2 verse 1,
yabazuukiza bwe mwalinga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri, okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga, omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
That in those days, before we are totally saved,
we were
given the true spirit of God,
we
moved in the kingdom of the devil, that which appears in the form of a beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And people are in the kingdom of the devil,
and
many still are in that kingdom.
Even
their actions are like that, just like an unusual animal.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They don't want to know.
where
they are coming from and where they are going.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But such people remain with human hearts in them. But they were changed to other creations. They were consumed by that spirit using them. They can abuse all the time. They can do shameful things anytime they feel it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They can hate. They are self-seeking and the many other things.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Sometimes
we speak of kingdom of the devil. When you hear the fourth beast or the second beast, that it will be kingdom.
It
is the spirit of the devil manifesting with its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like we had in Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 23.
When
he said the fourth beast, it was a kingdom on this world. It is to trample human beings, make them into other creations.
And
that they blaspheme the one who is the most high. To oppress those who want to be the saints of the world, to change the laws of the scriptures, even to change the seasons and times.
Yes,
we
must
praise Jesus.
So now
when you speak of this kingdom,
we
move on to meaning. The spirit of the devil. As we speak of the kingdom of the beasts. Most people say, perhaps these beasts will come from the used physical water. But like we saw the first beast, which appeared like a lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we are told it's the Babylon Empire. If you get back to sanity,
and
ask in those days, did they see a usual animal walk within Babylon?
Did
they see a lion walking Babylon?
And
it's come from the waters. It's walking in Babylon, moving. But as it says,
that
evil the devil walks like a lowering lion,
and
he seeks for who to devour or to destroy. Bring out the mystery behind the kingdom of the devil, which comes to destroy.
So we took them Daniel.
Now when you get back to Daniel, Daniel
7,
that verse
4,
they tell us this.
Daniel esule yomusambu olinyo lokona.
Daniel 7 verse 4.
Eyoluberebelye yalinganga empologoma. Era ngelina ebiwawatiro ebyempungu. Netunula okutuusa ebiwawatiro byayo lwe byamanyibwa. Neyimusibwa okuva ku nsi. Neyimirizibwa. Nebigere ebiringa ebyomuntu.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Bwakabaka butambulira mu bantu.
It's a kingdom moving in human beings.
Bulinga poluma kunonya kutta kusikiriza na kusanya.
A lion seeking to devour and to destroy.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But that beast
was
the kingdom of the devil. It was known as Babylon.
Babylon Empire.
Or the Babylon Empire. It was there from Daniel chapter
1
reaching to Daniel chapter 5.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It was from the generation
of
Nebuchadnezzar. It was there from Daniel chapter
1
and to chapter 5.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And it rained from King Nebuchadnezzar
Beltisazar,
the son of Nebuchadnezzar. That's the beast we call appearing in form of a lion. The kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil. In that version, which appears like a lion. To seek for the one to devour and to destroy. And you had it yesterday when you last heard. fought with them who still had the Spirit of God in them. The saints, and that is the church, which is not having, meant to have a spot, not a wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But today, we want to look at the second beast, which is like a bear. The kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil. In those days, how did it act?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Many
times we get back and we begin to gather wisdom which lightens for us that we are going to think.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's read in Daniel 7.
Daniel esura eyo musanvu no lunyiriri olwokuna.
Daniel 7 verses 5.
Daniel esura ya musanvu olunyiriri lwakutaano.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Era laba ensolo endala eyokubiri yali nganga dubu era yali egulumizibwa ku lubirizi lumu n'embirizi ssatu zaali mu kamwa kaayo nti n'embirizi ssatu zaali mu kamwa kaayo amannyo nga gazikutte ne bagambibwa bwe bati nti golokoka olye ennyama ennyingi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Byonna tugenda kubinyonyola.
All this is going to be explained of them.
Lwaki eddubu lino lyali liyimiridde ku luuyi
lumu? Why was this bear standing on one side?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era lwaki lyalina embirizi ssatu mu luba lwazo?
Why did it have three ribs within its mouth?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga kye tusooka okunnyonnyola.
But what do we first explain?
Zi characters z'eddubu lino.
They are the characters of this bear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's a kingdom and it's also for shedding much blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
As God moves on to explain, let's repeat this verse.
Daniel esule yo musanvu olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Era laba ensolo endala eyokubiri yali nganga eddubu era yali egulumizibwa ku lubirizi lumu n'embirizi ssatu zaali mu kamwa kaayo ng'amannyo gazikutte ne bagambibwa bwe bati nti golokoka olye ennyama ennyingi.
Yes,
obwakabaka buno obulinga eddubu bubeera bwa kuyiwa musaayi okuzikiriza n'okusaanyaawo obutakkiriza n'omu okuyingira mu bwakabaka bw'omuntegeeza bwalimu okuleetera obutamanya ddala mu bantu okusinda ku Isaaya 59 olunyi olw'omusampa 16 batunyonyola bwe bati ku by'ensolo eyo.
Isaaya esula ya 59 n'olunyi olw'omusanvu. Ebigere byabwe bidduka mbiro okugoberera obubi era banguya okuyiwa omusaayi ogutaliiko musango.
Yes, eddubu ekisolo ekibeera n'enjala
empanvu
era nga kitambulira ku sipiidi
ey'ekitalo
kibeera kiwalampa emiti
it climbs trees
kisobola okubeera mu biseera ebyo ebya winter
it can survive in the seasons of winter.
Buli season kisobola okubeera
every season it can survive.
Naye nga bakugamba nti ebigere byabwe
but when they say that their feet
byakuwa okuyiwa omusaayi
they are quick in shedding blood.
Eddubu
a bear
kisolo kibeera kirina obugire n'amaala nga mawanvu
it's a animal with feet with tall nails
okusobola okuyuzaayuza
be able to devour.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kati ebiseera ebisinga
now many times
olw'okuba nti bano bubeera bwakabaka bwa sitaani bw'omwoyo gwa sitaani
the spirit of the devil or the kingdom of the devil
nga bukola mu bantu muno
and it works in the people
ne bantu ababeerawo nga okutta si kizibu
there are these people and killing is not a problem
wabula nga okutta kuno kuyimiridde mu taamuzi za mirundi
ebiri but this killing is starting in two terms
okutta okw'omwoyo n'okw'omubiri
the spiritual and the physical killing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others say, how can the spiritual killing happen? The one of the flesh, we know that people can sacrifice in all ways. But the spiritual. People are determined hiding things as if they are in the Lord. But they are murderers. And they destroy you to hell and the lake of fire. Now when you hear that their feet, they rush into shedding blood. To try to explain the kingdom appearing like a bear.
This,
they tear and they shed blood. Let's hear.
Isaiah Esuleyata no mwenda no lunyiriri ramsambu. Isaiah 59:7.
They have moved to crooked roads and ways.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Amen.
Isaiah Esula Yatano Mwendo Linirwa Mwenda.
Isaiah 59:9.
Omusango cheguva gutubera ewala. Sono butukirivu. Tebututuka ko. Tusubira omusana. Nene tulaba chizikiza.
I told
this kingdom. Which was the second kingdom.
About
the second beast,
mm-hmm.
which is like a bear,
mm-hmm.
the kingdom of the devil,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
At the way that got confusion,
mm-hmm.
it puts as if people have hope but they don't have any hope.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And people
are there confused as if they have light.
Others
ask and they say,
but we first
saw it in the Babylon Empire.
And
the spirit is like a liar. What caused it to change its version? To come like a bear. Remember, we had the saints who appeared to fight that kingdom. Now, anytime the devil is
revealed,
his actions in that generation,
he
changes the version of his schemes. And
he
comes in another form which is new. There awaits the saints to fight him and reveal his secret still. It still changes another version.
It comes in
things you don't expect him through.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why, as if you see different beasts, but the same spirit. But because the Babylon Empire, which was like a lion, the Daniels fought so much with it, they revealed all evil acts concerning it, of the spirit of the devil. When it saw another kingdom arise, it awoke another kingdom,
Babylon,
which came next to Babylon, which we call the Medo-Persia. It came when they had changed the version.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the ways are changed. Those who were tearing the mouth before,
like the lion,
this time they changed the speed. They shedded blood and to destroy.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's move on with Isaiah.
Isaiah 59:9. Tebututukako. Tusubira omusana, naye ne tulaba kizikiza. Tusubira okumasa amasa, naye ne tutambulira mu kifu. Tuwamanta ekisenge ng'abazibe b'amaaso. Weewaawo, tuwamanta ng'abo abatalina maaso. Tuwesittala mu ttuntu ng'ekiro. Mu abo abalina amaanyi, tulinganga abafu. Fenna tuuluguma ng'eddubu.
You hear that kingdom? It has people.
And they can
make noise like bears.
What's
the presence most?
If the spirit of the
devil like a bear enters
church,
they can beat the mountains and begin to make noise.
Or
in their prayer, they are growing like bears.
They
have noises they can release, and you get surprised. People in that kingdom. And this is the last kingdom.
All
the fourth beast. Joined all the versions move the same.
You
might see
the
appear like a lion. Others like a leopard. Others like bears. Now with the fourth beast, they joined all versions.
But
they show the rain till the judgment will happen.
Yes,
praise
Jesus. So
it means in this last beast, that is see the Roman Empire,
Roman Catholic,
the Roman Catholic.
We
shall see all things we first covered in all the first three beasts.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Jesus.
But I have said in Isaiah,
people
are there groaning like bears. They can shout things and noises which are not rightful.
Isaiah 59 verse 11.
Isaiah 59 verse 11.
Fena tuuruguma ngedubu, netuubala nnyo ngabuka mukukulu. Tusubira omusango, naye nga tewali. Tusubira obulokozi, naye butuli wala.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
Obwakabaka buno,
this kingdom,
bwali bulabikidde mu kisolo ekiringa buliya,
appeared in a beast in form of a bear.
Oba kitwandiise edubu.
Oh, the bear.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Bantu kibo bali muno okusabasaba okuyingira.
Basaba. People who even pray.
Because they are
talking to the spirit of Daniel who used to pray to God.
But
there are many confusing things mixed in their praying. Spirit makes them make noise and shout as they pray.
Others are
sacrificing that they are growing like the bears. But them make that noise, they don't know what. They are like bears and they are out there growing in their noise. And as if they see God but don't understand him. As if they ask for salvation from God but there's no salvation. Most of them thought they will go to heaven. But they failed and ended up in hell.
Isaiah esula ya 59 n'olunyiriri lwa 12.
Isaiah 59 verse 12.
Kubanga okusabya kwaffe kweyongedde mu maaso go, n'ebibi byaffe be bajulirwa gye tuli. Kubanga okusabya kwaffe kuli naffe, n'obutali butuukirivu bwaffe nabwo tubumanyi. Nga tusobya era nga twegaana Mukama, era nga tukyuka obutagoberera Katonda. Obutagoberera Katonda waffe, nga twogera eby'okujooga n'eby'okujeema, nga tugunja ebigambo eby'obulimba, era nga tubyogera okuva mu mutima.
Owulidde ekyaliwo mu bwakabaka
obwo. What happened in that kingdom?
Kwogera bya kujooga Katonda.
Speaking things of mockery towards God.
Kugunja bya bulimba.
Inventing false things.
Waliwo ekigambo kye tuwulidde.
There is a word we've heard.
Nti ensolo eno.
That this beast.
Eddubu.
The bear.
Yalina.
It had three ribs within its mouth.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But as Bible explains this,
says
that in their mouth, let's read it
direct.
Romans 3, verse 10 down.
Barumi esule yokusatu, nolu njiri orekumi.
Romans 3 from verse 10.
Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, tewali mutuukirivu n'omu, tewali ategeera, tewali anoonya Katonda. Bonna baakyama, baafuuka batasaana wamu. Tewali akola obulungi, tewali n'omu. Omumiro gwabwe yentana eyasamiridde.
Omumiro gwabwe etana ki?
Their throats are open graves.
Era akugambye nti kudubulino.
But they are still on the pair.
Yali yasamye nga lina embiriri zaabwe.
It opened and it had the ribs which were in her mouth.
Kwegamba babeera mu kusaanya okuzikiriza.
These are two always destruction.
Kwenagambye nti okuzikiriza kuno.
It is a self destruction.
Kubeerawo mu mubiri ne mu mwoyo.
It appears in the flesh and in the spirit.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus.
That's
when they say their mouth. It's a grave.
In
that kingdom,
the
kingdom of the devil and the people,
the
spirit working children of disobedience,
and
this is for destruction.
No one is
accepted to raise a head, look in heaven, and get back.
And you may see a
bear, it had ribs in the mouth.
You
wonder what kind of story is this?
Bear
is having ribs in the mouth. It means what? It means physical ribs of human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I mean,
I think you remember how they made a human being from the rib.
God is
going to drop his words close.
But we don't get to look at the
Balumi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Romans 3 verses 12.
Olunyiriri kumi na satu.
Verse 13.
Omumiro gwabwe yentaana eyasaamiridde. Baliyimba n'ennimi zaabwe. Obusagwa bw'embalasaasa buli wansi w'emimwa gyabwe. Akamwa kaabwe kajjudde okukolima n'okukaawa. Ebigere byawe byanguwa okuyiwa omusaayi. Okuzikirira n'obunaku biri mu makubo gaabwe.
Singa bakunnyonnyola bulungi obugere bw'eddubu.
If they explain well the feet of a bear.
Ngambi bwera n'enjala nga zaakutaaguula.
It is for tearing.
Osaanyawo.
Destroying.
Naye bagambye wansi w'olulimi lwabwe.
But they have seen under their tongue.
Wajudde obusago bw'okuzikiriza n'okutta.
Feel the poison of destruction and killing.
Kino kye tugezaako okuleetera.
This is what we try to bring to you.
Nti bw'otunuulira ensolo eyo eringa eddubu.
When you look at the beast like a bear.
Obwakabaka obuzimuse mu bantu.
The kingdom springing from the people.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Bantu ababeera boogera ebigambo nga byakutta buli
kiseera. People who speak words that they are for killing all the time.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
And
still the poison.
If a
person can tell the stories of their forefathers and it's wrong.
They
began to visit people in dreams and they told them they
were just no
one told you came from heaven and have to get back. Because we see the beast as bear.
It
has ribs of people in the mouth.
Words
of poison being destroyed.
Okusaanyaawo okuzikirira kwennyini katuddeeyoko katono otegeere.
Let's move backwards to understand.
Mu Daniel sura eno ey'omusanvu.
In Daniel 7.
Olunyiri luno olw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Daniel esula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Era laba ensolo endala ey'okubiri yali ŋŋanga eddubu era yali egulumizibwa ku lubirizi lumu n'embirizi ssatu zaali mu kamwa kaayo nga mazzi kutte.
Olaba embirizi zino.
You see these ribs?
Okubeera mu kamwa.
To be in the mouth.
Mu lulimi luli babadde batunyonyola nti bazikiriza bano era basaanyi.
They explain that these destroy and they devour.
Naye kasita olaba embirizi ezo ssatu.
But if you see the three ribs.
Kankutwale ku kyama ky'embirizi.
Let me tell you the mystery of the ribs.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Kubanga oyinza okulaba olubirizi n'olowooza lubirizi.
But you may see a rib, you think it's a usual rib.
Bano babeera mu kusaanyawo myoyo.
These are destroying spirits.
Ekibikkibwako kubanga Adamu. Bamwe basawa ne bamuggyamu olubirizi.
Adam, they made him sleep and they got a rib from him.
Ne balukolamu Eve.
The doubt of which they made Eve.
Ali gojja kudawo nabo olubirizi ogamba.
You will see a rib and think it's a physical rib.
Nenga babeera mu kusaanyawo mu mubiri ne mu mwoyo. Nga basaanyawo bantu.
They destroy people in the flesh and in spirit.
Tuzze mu lubiri bire sura ya kubiri.
Lubiri bire sura ya kubiri.
Genesis 2 from verse 21.
Mukama Katonda naletera omuntu otulo tungi ne yeebaka. Namuggyamu olubirizi lumu, nazaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo. Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubirizi lwaggye muntu okuba omukazi, n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange, y'ennyama evudde mu nnyama yange, naye anaayitibwanga mukazi kubanga kiddwa omusajja.
Kakati obikulidwa embirizi zino.
You've been revealed of these ribs,
ezaali mu kamwa k'eddobo,
which was in the mouth of a bear.
Ye tata n'omwana, that's tata baba n'omwana,
father, mother and the children.
Omubiri wano naye ne munsi y'omwoyo kyalimu okuvuula
okwekira. Flesh, but even the spiritual ring, it was involving a lot of destructions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Embirizi ezo zisatu.
Those three ribs.
Ziraga. Tata w'omubiri,
they show the physical,
mama w'omubiri,
the physical
mother, n'omwana bonna babazikiriza buzikiriza,
and the children are all destroyed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ekyama ky'embirizi,
the mystery of the ribs,
si mbirizi zino ezabujjo,
they are not usual ribs.
Boogera ku bantu,
they speak of human beings,
n'emyoyo gyabwe,
and their spirits.
Kubanga Adamu,
for Adam,
bamuggyamu olubirizi,
when they got a rib from him,
babumbamu Eve,
out of which the molded Eve.
Ojja kudda osome nenda ba
na yodomo galina so bear with three ribs in its mouth.
Guruze baje.
And you wonder what's the ribs in the bear's mouth.
Unange kuba kusanya. Kuba bakabaka ngabusikiriza.
A kingdom which destroys.
Mama tata no mwana.
The father and the children are all destroyed.
Yesu ngolacho la bibilizi
meka. The prison, there are three ribs in the mouth, the bear of the mouth. The mouth of the bear.
Tata babera bakubuzadda.
They already perverted the father.
Ne mama.
Even the mother.
Ati n'abana bemuzaala.
Even the children you give birth to.
Ye programu ya.
That's their program.
Era batekawo amadini n'ensikiriza zaabwe.
Place religions and their beliefs.
Ne baziyingizamu kuva ku tata ne mama n'abana b'abaana.
They put in you the father, mother and their children's children's children. Don't think because the ribs were in the mouth.
Kugamba mazali mbiri
zikati. Think of what kind of ribs were these.
Wanga kiri kye basoso kutunyonyola.
But they first explain to us.
Isaiah.
In Isaiah.
Atanu mwenda.
59.
Ne Baromi 7.
In Romans 3.
Atunyonyodde ngeri munsi y'omwoyo gye batudde gye basaanyawo wansi w'olulimi lwabwe.
Explain the spiritual rib, how they destroy under their tongue.
Abajjudde ebigambo eby'obutwa n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Filled with poisonous words to kill and destroy.
Abajjudde ebigambo by'obulimba bwa Satani.
They are filled with words with the falsehood of the devil.
Nga balimbiranga nabo balimbibwa.
They are lied, yet to they are lied.
So we kwagala okuleetera ekyama.
Now it's wanted to bring this mystery out.
Lwaki yalina embirizi?
Why the bear had three ribs in its mouth?
Uzikiriza mama tata nani?
Destroy the mother, father and his children.
Wanga tumaze okutegeera olubirizi ekyama
kyabwe. We realize the mystery of the rib.
Babeera bantu.
They are people.
Ati gwe. Naye bw'oba oyagala okusaakinga.
If you want to search of this.
Yetogezeeko nabo beekyo ekyama baaki bikulamu. Ku internet.
Try to search whether they reveal this mystery.
Omanyi olugendo okuva mu Daniel.
You know the journey from the Daniel.
From Daniel 7,
verse 5.
And if you go to Genesis 2, verse
21-22,
a
journey there you can climb countless mountains.
You
try to reach to understand what they mean,
the
ribs in the mouth of the bear. But here we are revealing mysteries and secrets. When we open the Bible, these are secrets in here. But if you don't have the Spirit of God, you can't do it no matter how much you want it.
So to
get the ribs, connect them with Genesis to discover what they mean. That is the journey. But we thank the living God.
We
promise that no secret will not be revealed.
And that
will be the last day.
Yes, we receive.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
like the kingdom which appears like a bear,
which
is known as Medo-Persia. The kingdom of the devil.
It focused
majorly on the mother, father, and the children.
mama tata n'abaana n'abazzukulu nga tebabaganya wadde okulaba omusana
gw'okutegeerakibatuukiireko
nti bonna
baawabaokuli
ategeera
okuli
anoonya
katondakyobweolaba
embirizo ezo
esatu
manya nti adamu bw'amala okuvaamu
eva
ate bajjamu nabo olubirizi
olulala lwe
tuyita kayini naye ne bamusaanyaawo kati wabaddako ba abeli abo abazimbibwa
nawe
naye abalutawo ne balukawo
bulijjo
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. That is the three ribs.
Now think of the three ribs.
You know, we are in a
depression with the full knowledge of God.
God
tries to tell us all things as they are.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But first one is like this.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
What we can warn you on all these things. Don't connect. Don't compare them with the messages in the world so far, they will never connect. It's impossible.
But
they told us to understand this between wisdom and understanding. But Jeremiah 8:8 and 10, they say the writer's pen of light. For they have rejected the word of God.
And
what wisdom can be in them? Tell you there are things that no matter how much you seek them in wisdom, day and night. Human wisdom. And you refuse sleep, you can never realize them. When we studied on these beasts in the journey of heaven, I got so surprised on what concerns the three ribs. But when God explained it, he went back to Genesis. I said, these are the ribs.
You festival
for
us?
His kingdom is destroyed by us. Mother, father, and the children's children.
You can
greet a beast with three ribs in its mouth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That the one, no matter what you look at it like this. No matter how much you talk, you can't understand. Many people usually say,
perhaps
in the journey of heaven, God never told him he's such and such. You go try to research yourself. What
you've
not studied yet here, sit and research on it yourself. You get out when you've not understood them. Let me tell you, this involves God who teaches us to profit. Isaiah 48:17. And God who teaches you how to profit. And when
you
first ask us, in
Isaiah 28,
from verses 9, who will he teach knowledge? Who will he explain the things told? And he said it has to be command by command, scripture by scripture. Here, a little, there, a little.
So
it struggled to get the scripture to get from Daniel and bring it from Genesis to explain the ribs in the mouth of the bear.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When God wants us, he says, these words revealed to us, they are for us and our children's children. Let's read there. He was reading those generations put in the mouth of despair.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
Yes, he was
praying.
Then
the scripture said, "Creative remained to be of God." He revealed this book there for hours. And our children, and our children's children. God knew one thing, that the kingdom of the devil, it's not only plotting against you alone. You and your husband, your wife, and the children give birth to,
and
the children to begin to have families, and the children to all generations on. It's about to destroy them. Poisons of the words under their mouth and tongues. And the feet which are swift to shed blood. You know, they say that in all the animals, one of animals swift to shed blood and to tear. And it has tall nails.
Yes, she was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's the usual bear. When you see the kingdom appeared like a bear, it's not a physical bear, but it's the spirit of the devil in another version, in preparation of destruction.
But
when you speak of destruction, it
heads
to hell and the lake on fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We remember in Kings,
2 Kings 2:2,
and to give you an example of the bears of the world, let's see 2 Kings 2:23-25.
Nti awo n'afaayo n'ayambuka n'agenda e Beseri. Awo ng'ali mu kkubo ng'ayambuka, abaana bato ne bava mu kibuga ne bamuduulira ne bamugamba nti, "Yambuka, yambuka gwe ow'ekiwalaata, yambuka."
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Elisa, we are here.
As Elisha had just gotten the spirit from the Lord, from the prophet Elisha.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. He met children who had madness and stubbornness, and in them they had an evil spirit. And they began to jeer and mock him. Where are you going, you bald head? Okay, move on with your bald head. Now he called bears for them. And they tore them to pieces. Let's hear.
2 Kings 2:23. Awo ng'ali mu kkubo ng'ayambuka, abaana abato ne bava mu kibuga ne bamuduulira ne bamugamba nti, "Yambuka gwe ow'ekiwalaata, yambuka gwe ow'ekiwalaata." N'akebuka n'abalaba n'abakulimira mu linnya lya Mukama. Eddubu bbiri enkazi ne ziva mu kibira ne zitaagula abaana 42 ku bo. Awo n'avaayo n'agenda eri olusozi Kalumeeri, n'avaayo n'akomawo e Samaliya.
Yes, he was. So ndowooza eddubu mu kutaaguula lyo.
I think you see a bear in tearing its prey.
Atisebe eddubu eryo lirina obukodyo.
A bear has a lot of tricks.
Limanyi okuyimira ku bugere obubiri.
It knows to stand on 2 feet and it moves. It moves like that. There are 2 pigs. That's why the devil,
when it
stands in the people as if it has 2 feet.
People,
each person you reach onto, they speak poisonous words of destruction. The grandfather destroys their son.
omwana asanya wabazuku.
Even that son destroys his children is given birth to.
Bali ne story enchamu
they have wrong stories which destroy their offsprings.
Batubulire ebikabya ffe muje byava.
They tell us where our clans came from.
Nga tebatubulidde nti wava mu.
They have not told us we have come from heaven.
Tebakugamba nti obwakabaka muno obulabika ng'eddubi.
He said the kingdom which appears like a bear.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Wali mu kusanya oba.
It was in destroying human beings. Father, mother, and the children.
Don't
accept them to understand.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When
he said this kingdom, it had stood on one side.
Medo Persia.
It's a kingdom which reigned on one side. It had not spread all around. Like the other kingdoms which were
and
he was able to reign over them but not in their midst. And it has not put their embassies everywhere and bases.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So now
you have to be careful of this kingdom.
For
even if it is never gone away. In the fourth piece we shall see. That version came back.
And
it based in Rome and it reigned from there in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Oh, that is a bit again.
Have you begun to understand this? It based in Rome and they reigned over the entire world from basing in Rome.
These
things but the version of what changed
was
the spirit and its works, this evil spirit. The spirit of the devil. The kingdom of the devil.
Yes, he was going.
Amen. Jesus.
So you must
understand all these things in their depth. And you're not there to wait a beast to come. That is like a bear.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
This kingdom was there. From the king Darius. To reaching the king Silas.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When they put it in place, God spoke like this. These kingdoms God knows and he sees them. And he sees the spirit of the devil is going to awake in another version. And God warns us when there's still time.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. When you look at Daniel 5, from verse 24.
Daniel is sura eyokutano oligirwa biri munya.
Daniel 5 from verse 24.
Ekitundu ekyomukono ne kiryoka kitumibwa okuva mu maaso ge. Nebiwandiikibwa. Era ebiwandiikiddwa bye bino. Nti mene tekel. Ufasini, amakulu g'ekigambo gegano. Mene, Katonda abaze obwakabaka bwo era abukomezza.
Yali ayogera kwono mutabani wa Nebukadnezar.
Spoke of the son of Nebukadnezar.
Katonda asobola okuyimiriza obwakabaka bwa Satani.
God can stop the kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satani mu version gye guba
gujjidde. The devil in the version has come in.
N'abaweereza baabwe.
And its ministers.
But because it's
the time of the season of judgment, they have not yet come. And even the saints are still weak to fight those. The spirit of the devil comes back in another version. Raises another kingdom in the midst of the people. And acts which seem a bit different from the spirit which has been overcome.
Daniel is sura eyokutano olunyirwa biri mukaga.
Daniel 5 verse 26.
Teke ogerettwa mu kigera era olabise ng'obulako. Peresi obwakabaka bwo bugabiddwa buweereddwa eri Abameedi n'Abaperusi.
So Babylon yali eggwako.
As Babylon was falling. Medo and the Persians came in. It's the mother kingdom which came in. As Babylon was passing away.
Daniel 5:9. Belusaza n'alyoka alagira ne bayambaza Danieli olw'effulungu n'amwambika omukuufu ogwa zaabu mu bulago bwe n'alangirira ku ye nga ye anaabanga omukulu owookusatu mu bwakabaka. Mu kiro ekyo Belusaza kabaka Omukaludaaya n'attibwa, Daliyo Omumeedi n'aweebwa obwakabaka. Bwe yali nga yakamaze emyaka nga 62.
Kabaka oyo Darius.
King Darius.
He yava mu Bamedi n'atwala obwakabaka.
Came from the Media.
So
he took the kingdom over.
Obwakabaka bwe tuyita obwa eddubu.
Now the kingdom we call of the bear.
Eri version y'omwoyo gwa Satan.
It had the passion of the spirit of the devil.
Oba obwakabaka bwa Satan.
Or the kingdom of the devil.
Obwa barukawo mu Medo Persia.
Which cop came out in the Medo Persia. And it began with King Darius. Then it ended on to King Cyrus. But what caused it to end there? That King Cyrus, when he came in leadership, it was a prophecy of God. And in his coming, he was meant to build the temple of the Lord in the Jerusalem and to restore the things of the house of the Lord. It caused the kingdom of the bear to end right there. And there sprang out another kingdom, which is like a leopard. It's like a leopard.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen. Tulabe Daniel 6:8.
Let's see Daniel 6:28.
Daniel esuli yomukaga n'olunyiri olw'omunaana.
Daniel 6:8.
Kale, ayi kabaka, lagira ekiragiro ekyo, era osse akabonero ku biwandiikiddwa ebyo. Daniel 6:28. Bwatyo Danieli oyo n'alaba omukisa mu mirembe kya Daliyo ne mu mirembe kya Kuulo Omuperusi.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
How the kingdom of the bear moved. The kingdom of the devil.
Still
the devil in the version of destroying the father and the mother and the children.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Get beyond this world, go to the third beast.
At least what you want, sana. Go for your sorry.
At least you have light you've gotten on this beast.
This will be done, you're not.
I don't expect you to read again and you wonder what kind of beast will be.
Now,
what kind of kingdom is this? A bear?
Are
you standing on one side?
Are
you it has ribs in its mouth? What
are these?
But right now you've understood that. Anyone lacking in that? That you ask the question? As we hit the third beast, anyone laughing?
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus.
My question is in 5:29.
You see Daniel clothed with a royal robe. Those who
were
given that kingdom. Daniel reached a point and refused those things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Don't clothe me those things, don't give them to me. Those are the honors they joined on them when they joined on the feasts. The kingdom of the devil. According to Daniel 11, whoever joined on the beast, gave them honor. They still knew Daniel had not joined on them. Even though they gave him both robes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But that's in the midst right there.
For well,
the royal robes moved on to show different sports in the kingdom of the sports.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.